welcome back. And congratulations, you're almost halfway through Personal Power, and you're taking additional time out on the weekend to listen and improve yourself even more. I'm impressed. Seriously, this is day 13 for most of you. Now, I know some of you have waited to the end of the program to listen to this, and that's okay too, because this was a bonus tape. And as I shared with you yesterday, this bonus session is on, I think, the most important subject of all. And that is, how do you really make sure that after all this work, all this effort, all this success in your life, you're really happy? You really feel fulfilled. And so this introduction to something we call the six human needs, I think is perfectly placed for you, especially if you just did the goal setting workshop, because we want to make sure we take away any fear that, yeah, well, what if I achieve all that and I'm still not happy? This will show you how to make sure you never have that fear, and more importantly, that you enjoy your life right now, not someday when you achieve these goals. You really experience it today. Also, as I said yesterday, this will introduce you to what our future might be like. For example, at the end of these 30 days, if you'd like, you can join me for my monthly audio magazine, Power Talk, and that's really what you're going to be introduced to in a moment. You're going to get a sample of one of my Power Talks, but I selected this one in particular because I wanted this updated edition of Personal Power, which we call Personal Power 2, the driving force, to share with you this cutting-edge technology so you could use it immediately. But also, as you listen, you may decide, hey, I'd love to continue my program with Tony at the end of 30 days, and if you order it right away, hopefully it'll arrive before you end the 30-day program, so you'll have continuity to continue from then on. Plus, I do want to mention to you that each month you not only receive a tape from me, so instead of one tape a day, you get one of those a month, but you also get a second tape from me where I interview someone that I personally respect, someone who's coached me personally to improve my life. So there's some real magic here, and I hope you'll decide to continue with me. And at the end of this tape, I'll give you our 1-800 number if you'd like to continue. But for right now, I'm giving you this tape because I want you to really apply this today. So have some fun. Find out why you really do what you do, why other people really do what they do, and how to make sure you can set up the game of life so you can win. That's what this is all about. So let me introduce you to a friend of mine, Tony Robbins, an introduction to Power Talk with the subject of the six human needs. Here we go. Welcome to another edition of, you guessed it, Power Talk. You know, what I'm seeing in all the people around me is this deep yearning for fulfillment. That, you know, movement is not enough anymore. Achievement is not enough anymore. That there's got to be something there at a deep level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, if you will, that gives us that feeling that we're all yearning for and that we have at moments, but maybe we don't capture as much as we'd like. So we want to talk about, what is it that causes people to be fulfilled and what causes us not to be fulfilled? We want to find out, what's the difference between what I would call leverage and drive? So let me give you a little background. I am so grateful to God for the life that I have, both the challenges and the opportunities. To give you an idea, I've had the privilege of working with a variety of sports figures and helping them make turnarounds. I've gotten a chance to work with one of the top financial traders on the face of the earth, a man who made $500 million in a day. Pretty brilliant guy, as you might guess. But he ran into trouble and he lost money for 8 straight months. And I had the privilege of being called in to do a turnaround on him, and it started me on a whole nother level of coaching that this whole Power Talk really came out of. And that is, this person offered me a percentage of his improvement if I would come in. He offered me a minimum of $1 million to come and coach him. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty amazing offer. What can I really do? And I used all of the tools that we have here, as well as the tools that I teach at Mastery University, A Date with Destiny, the tools for understanding what changes the way we make decisions. Because this man was making decisions that were costing him an immense amount of money and time and emotion and frustration. And he knew what to do. He just wasn't doing it. He couldn't get himself to follow through. So I began to model him. And in modeling him, I learned so much, not only about him, but about all of us, about what drives us, about what makes us succeed, and more importantly, what makes us either fulfilled or unhappy once we have succeeded. Because in this man's case, I went out and I read every book about him. I read every interview that was ever done when he was at his best to find out what were the financial principles that were governing his decisions, but also what were the emotions that were shaping them. Because no matter what you do in life, whether you're hitting a baseball as a professional major leaguer, or you're doing something like going out and working on computers, and you're creating songs or music or writing books, or you're designing corporations, or you're constantly figuring out how to debate a legal issue and be effective, there is an emotional side to everything you and I do. And it's a component that most of us try to ignore because we're just trying to get the job done. But it's the part that not only fulfills us, but fuels us as people. And unless you understand that fuel, unless you understand that drive, then you'll always be looking to get a short-term burst of energy through discipline or focus, but you'll never be in that place of just flow, where it just happens, where it's just automatic, where you surprise yourself, where you say, this is magical. This is what life's about. I love this. We've all had moments like that. And I want to share with you the secret of how to have them all the time. All the time? Yeah, all the time. So that when you're not in that state, you know exactly what to do to get back in that target zone where you are your best, where you contribute the most you can contribute, and where you feel the greatest juice of life on a consistent basis, not a spotty, hope it comes back kind of basis. See, part of what it is intellectual. It's part of it is understanding the goal of the game of life. It's pretty hard to win the game of life when you don't know what the goal is, and most of us don't. We think we know what it is, and then we achieve the goal, and we say, is this all there is? And we've all had this conversation before, right? But I got a new answer for you, an answer that when you get it, it'll change your life forever if you'll use it. But in the case of this man, it was not just about making him fulfilled. It was also figuring out strategically, what was he doing differently? What was he doing? How was he making decisions? How was he evaluating 40 or 50 different markets around the world? Understanding what's going on in commodities and trades and interest rates. It was extraordinary learning on my part, and I had to learn an immense amount about all those things, but I'll tell you something. The changes, he started making money from the very first month I was with him. And so those distinctions had a visceral benefit for him and an economic benefit for him. But it started me on a track of starting to coach people individually. And I added that to the distinctions I've been making in Date with Destiny and some really fundamental tools, some fundamental understandings began to change the quality of what I was doing to another level. I'll give you one other example. After coaching him, people started seeing the result and they said, hey, this guy's worth at least $1 to $4 million. I'd like him to coach me once a week. I'd like him to come see me once a month. So all of a sudden, I had all these wonderful offers. So I received a phone call from a gentleman who really wanted me to work with him. And he was in the south of France, and so I said, well, why don't we wait till I come there to do my program there? I was doing a Date with Destiny in Cannes. And so I got to the program, and some interesting things had occurred in my life. And I was not in a happy state. I was feeling very frustrated, and I couldn't figure out why exactly. And in a few moments, when I share a little more, you'll understand the why. But all of a sudden, I was not myself. You ever been in that place? You don't understand why. You just don't feel good. You don't feel like yourself, but you're not sure why. Well, I was kind of in that place, and the final note for me is I had this opportunity to be with this man, this amazing guy, and I wasn't sure I wanted to do it. He's willing to pay me a fortune. I still didn't know if I wanted to do it. I lost my drive. I mean, I couldn't remember ever being like that. I don't know if you've ever been in that place where you're just disturbed with yourself, but I think it's a good place, by the way. It doesn't feel good, but it is good. You know, I've learned in life that there are four classes of experience, I think. I thought of this on a run recently. I said, class one experience in life is something that feels good. It is good for you. It is good for others. And it serves the greater good. Those are the peak experiences in life, aren't they? I'll tell you what a class two experience is. Something that does not feel good, right? Does not feel good, but is good for you. Is good for other people and serves the greater good. Those are the ones most people want to avoid, but those are the secret to a joyous, successful, and fulfilling life. Class three experience, something that feels good, but is not good for you, is not good for others, and does not serve the greater good. And this is the crap you do on a regular basis, isn't it? At least I know I've been guilty of this in the past. And here's a class four experience, something that does not feel good, is not good for you, does not serve others, and does not serve the greater good. So why the heck would we do it? Fear or just old habits, patterning. And these are the worst things of all. I'll tell you what I think the secret to a successful, happy, fulfilling life is. It's learning how to convert class two experiences into class one experiences. Learning how to take those things that don't feel good, but really are good for you, really serve others, good for others, and really serve the greater good, and making them a class one, where it also feels good to do those things that are good for you, good for others, and serve the greater good. So here I was doing something that didn't feel good, but it really could serve the greater good. It certainly would serve this other person. It would serve me, because listen, for me to coach someone else, I learn. I'm the one who gets the greatest gift regardless of economics. The real challenge, the real ability is figuring out how to turn something around, and whatever I learn, I can apply to my own life. But I thought, why do I keep doing this? And I kept thinking, you know, I'm seeing the same problems in people all over the face of the earth. In that seminar, there were people representing 28 nations. They'd all flown in to see me. And I'm reading them, and everybody's got the same basic problems worldwide. In fact, I said, you know what? There aren't that many problems. There's probably only about a dozen problems. So I took out a piece of paper, and I started writing out what I call the dirty dozen, the 12 problems. And I'm not going to tell you what they are now, because I'm going to save those for another Power Talk. Make sure you're still listening in on me. You don't bail after one little tape here. But I will tell you this. I got in the shower, and I kept thinking, but why do people have these same problems worldwide? I don't care if it's a total top professional athlete. I don't care if it's this multi-billionaire that I work with. I don't care if it's a child in the South Bronx. I don't care if it's a person from India, from China, a person from Singapore. I don't care if it's from Australia, England, you know, France, Italy. I don't care. The U.S., you know, any place I've gone in the world, any place people have come to me, I see the same problems. So I got in the shower. Don't you ever notice how the most important things come to you when you're in the shower and there's no paper pencil nearby? I'm in the shower. I got soap in my eyes. I'm just at that moment. All of a sudden, wham, this stuff starts coming through me. Well, I've got the answer. My brain just goes, here's the answer. Here's the answer to why everybody does whatever they do. Here's the answer as to why everybody has the same problems. Here's what it is. So I jumped out of the shower and I couldn't find the towel to soap in my eyes. I'm dripping wet. I'm running outside and running around naked looking for a piece of paper. I got a pen. I start scribbling like crazy. I sat there for the next hour and a half writing. I couldn't stop writing. I said, I got the answer. I got a whole nother level of answer. And I call it the six human needs. I began to realize, it started like this. I'm in the shower, my brain said, same problems worldwide. But all these people in different parts of the world have different belief systems. They've grown up in different cultures. There are different rules, right? They have different backgrounds, different experiences. How could they have the same problems? And I thought, is it possible? Because all human beings have the same needs. And well, that would make sense. I thought, but why would they have the same problems? And I began to ask myself the question, is it possible that these needs are inherently in conflict? And that's why we have the challenge. I thought, nah, God wouldn't do that to us. And I thought, no, it'd make life more interesting. Probably make us have to grow more. Probably make us try to figure things out. Let me play with this. And then all of a sudden, this started coming through me. So let me just give it to you with no more buildup. You're saying, give it to me, Tony. What is it? Tell me. Here it is. There are six human needs. These are so simple, but pay attention and listen. Got a piece of paper? You might write them down.